Oh my god.
That's what it's looking like.
Oh, it's looking like that now, you're saying?
Yeah, it's rough. Hair pulling at four though. It's okay.
Just turn it, look, just do it real quick.
Yeah. What? What? What?
It's funny until it's not funny.
Can I show you his hair?
No. No.
You look like a chicken around
it. I'm like, nope. I feel you, Sophie. We're together.
He's going it out.
No shade, no.
He's trying to kill me.
Trying to do what?
Short choice.
No, never. I cut the shit off so quick.
You know? Look like the rings of Saturn.
Hi guys, welcome back. I'm your host, Sophie, and we're here with guys.
What up?
People, over there.
305, you see it. 305, just a kid from Miami, man.
305, yeah. What up? We got BZ 430.
What's going on? What up? What up, though?
You gonna blame it on me this time?
No, I ain't. No.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's up? And you have food.
What's up?
We have a question here from Della. I'm gonna go with that one first.
Oh yeah, he talks to us on, or she.
Huh?
Oh. Della, yes.
He or she talks to us on Twitter all the time.
Yes. My name is Yassine.
Oh, I know you.
Oh, Della, yes. Yeah.
That's a little cartoon. Baby.
Hey, yeah, I actually know you.
Yeah, that's the one that does that
okay.
Video.
That's cool. Yeah,
so, hey guys, I've been a fan of y'all for years, since the beginning, and I really wanted to know about your views on people who take album reviews and opinions too personally. For instance, I do movie and album reviews on my Instagram, and sometimes people get into their feelings and they don't want to have a civil debate. I'm 99% sure you guys have to deal with this too. What are your thoughts on it, and how do you guys deal with it?
So he does.
P.S. Rod, you're a genius.
Oh, damn. Appreciate it.
Oh, no wonder. Like, now it makes sense.
That's the reason why Rod wanted you to pick it.
I didn't even see that.
I didn't see that. She didn't show me that one.
So he does reviews on Instagram. That's only 15 seconds.
No, it's...
Right? That's a good point. That's a
I mean, well, like, how much can you really get in 15 seconds?
I don't know, it's the way he does it, yeah.
And he's creative.
I've never seen it.
And so, you get a 15-second review, hey, you got some talent.
Musicians or whatever, you know, you're going to get into this. You know everyone is not going to like your craft. So rather, you know, for us, when we review albums and talk about artists, if we don't like stuff, you know, the artists can't, they have before, but they can't really catch feelings because you have to know that your stuff is not going to be loved by every single person. You know, someone is going to like your work at some point.
Yeah. Right.
And as the reviewer, honestly, this is gonna come out extremely blunt. And I think it was just the harsh reality that we had to come to. Just get over it. Because at first we used to fight them. No, but for real, at first we used to, you know, kind of get, well, what the fuck, especially this one, like, he was going back and forth a whole bunch of people at first. And then eventually it was like, okay, it's way too many of y'all motherfuckers, and a whole bunch of y'all are just dumb as hell. And you just have to.
Right, no, let them talk. Let them talk.
No, they dumb as shit.
Well,
a lot of them are dumb as shit.
Yeah.
And you just have to, you know, just take that shit with a grain of salt and just let them have their opinion the same way you had yours.
AKA, just don't respond.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, it's not even worth engaging them.
What's worth a response?
Well, yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell over time. Sometimes people actually have a real legitimate question regarding your opinion because they may feel slightly different. They just want a little bit more explanation. Those we'll definitely dive into and further explain or something like that. But
well,
some,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay, I'm actually gonna throw this to Mike. So, hi, Mike.
Because he was doing a great job. he's been getting me lately. Like, he's been saying the shit that I'm thinking, but he says it in a much more eloquent and nicer way.
That's the first time you've ever said that.
Said what?
That, what you just said.
The word eloquent?
No. What?
He said that about
compliment.
He said that about
me. Yeah, it's like I'll be saying stuff and I'll say it in a really rude and shitty way, and then he'll be like, yeah, yeah, but it'll be like real nice. Like, he's like a speech writer. I say shit like Obama really wants to say. Okay. He's a speech writer that says no.
No, you can't say that. Say it this way.
Okay, so my question for you is, obviously, like Jifo said, if people, like, obviously, like, if somebody wants a further explanation or a question, you'll answer that based on, okay, it seemed like a legitimate question. But, for example, would you, like, you know, first, I guess, responding to people who were upset or, like, even trolls, like, obviously there's a point where if somebody says something, you're gonna want to clap back, right? Sometimes. Like, so sometimes. For me, my question to you is, what triggers you to clap back to a certain person? You specifically.
No, okay, here's the thing. Like, for a while when I was really, really busy, you didn't see me in the comment section at all.
Comments, Twitter, anything. Just yet.
I don't really do. I have Twitter. Okay, here's the thing. I work at a job that I hate, and I'm bored as fuck all day long. So the reason that I might engage some of these people is I have nothing else to do. Okay. Like, I spend 8 hours in a fucking cube looking at a computer. So it's like, well, why not? Like, this dude says some stupid shit, I'll engage it. I don't get mad. That's the thing. When I'm going, if you read through the comment section, you'll see me arguing with people. It's never I'm angry. A lot of times it's me prodding them to keep them going because I think it's funny.
Originally, when we first started,
back in the day,
yeah. So you got angry with a lot of people.
Well, because I didn't get on the, like, before we started doing this show, I did not get on YouTube. So I was like, I never knew what trolling was. When someone said, don't feed the troll, I'm like, what the fuck? What?
What?
Right. What are you talking about? Like, I don't get it. So for a while, I was like, well, damn, this dude was just like, you can't like rap because you're a faggot. And I'm like,
what?
Wait, what? I don't understand. Like, what does that even mean? And I'd be like, well, what are you talking about? Who said I like men? I don't like men. What's that got to do with me liking rap music? And he'd be like, nah, you're just a faggot. I'm like, I was legitimately like, I don't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. But after a while, I'd be like, okay, they're just doing that to get me to respond because it makes them feel better. The reason a lot of those people put that stuff in the comment section is because they want you to reply. Mm-hmm. Like, some guy put in there the other day, I forget what the actual comment was, but it was something along the lines of, it was during the Kendrick thing. Because apparently everyone was mad because I didn't think that those songs were the best songs to come out all year long. Yeah. So I had literally just heard the fucking songs that day on some little raggedy fucking speaker thing.
So I'm right. Like,
he was gonna say that.
I was like, did he just call it raggedy?
I was just saying, like,
and his feelings, ain't he?
No,
it ain't raggedy.
Speaking, it's not raggedy.
Shit said rose on it. I don't know what
Never mind.
I'm just playing. No, okay. It's not that the speaker sounded bad. It's just that that's not the initial place that you want to hear a track.
Okay.
So we're outside. I hear the track. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't understand what the big deal is. People were hot. Like, everyone, Mike's a fucking hater. Mike ruined the entire video.
Yeah. Is that all you just said, though? Is that all you said, though?
No, there was.
Did I shit on the tracks, honestly?
No.
Did I started off by saying, I clearly said, those tracks are good.
Okay.
But I'm not freaking out over two tracks. And I even for the first time, gave J. Cole his props. I'm like, damn, if J. Cole rapped like that, I would like him a lot more. People ignored all of that.
Don't you just love that?
I mean, I'm used to it, but the thing about it is there were people in the comment section just going all day long, Mike's a hater, Mike ruined everything, blah, blah, blah. And one of the guys, I wrote back and I was like, dude, I said the tracks were dope. Like,
you completely
what
ignore that.
Is the problem?
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, it's all love.
Yeah.
Then why did you say that?
Yeah. Right. Well, that response was when you basically called him out, so that's why he responded that way. So his initial response, he was serious. But then you were like, no, I thought the tracks were dope. What are you talking about? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's all love.
Yeah. That's, oh, they always fall back on that one.
Yep.
You know, and they think that for years. My mind.
Yeah,
they always will say some bullshit. You know, oh, you're a wannabe hipster faggot that doesn't like real hip hop.
What does that even mean?
Well, nothing. It means nothing.
What's your opinion on this? Because I know you be on Twitter.
But he's part of the troll community, I think.
That's true.
I think when we first started, I used to cuss everybody out.
You sure did.
out of what, anger or just confusion?
Yes, anger, the angry black man, the stereotype.
But I used to cuss everybody out.
Off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Come see me, this is my address and my phone number.
I think I seen one Ken just recently did. He was just like, What's so funny? It was like the Patreon.
Oh, yeah,
somebody was like laughing out loud.
Because it was on the Patreon video. Somebody was like, LOL.
You were like, what's so funny?
Yeah, I was like, what's so funny? You know, and somebody was like, yeah, I heard this in your Ken voice. But he was actually laughing at B. I kind of felt bad for that because I read it the wrong way. But anyway, because I thought he was laughing at us, you know, with the Patreon video. Right. So I thought he was laughing at us. So I was like, yo, what's so funny about what we just put up? But it wasn't really about that, for that. I apologize if you're watching. But nevertheless, yeah, when we first started, I used to cuss everybody out in the comment section. And it continued for a period of time.
How long was that time? I'm interested.
Years.
Years?
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, we all did. So
even now, sometimes I was still going there depending on my mood or depending on the comment itself.
Now it's like it depends on your mood. But I feel like, whereas before I felt like it was just kind of like you felt, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but personally affected by it.
You know what it was?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was brand, much like Mike and even Rod, I didn't go on YouTube like that. Well, I know Rod did YouTube, but I didn't go on YouTube like that to go back to what Mike was saying. So I didn't quite understand, you know, YouTube. But I understood the trolling part of it. So I knew that there were people out there that would do that. I think for us in the beginning, that was part of what we did, was to engage back and forth with the community and have these real conversations with them.
Yeah.
Not the people that troll. Right. Well, you know, most people that
part of what we do anyway.
Right, exactly.
And to be honest with you, back, especially when we first started doing this, like, that was the second show. Like, literally the second show. Like, we go in there and be like, oh, man, see what he say, whatever. But now it's just like, okay.
Because it was manageable.
Yeah, it's just them, though.
Yeah. You can recognize it over time. That's what happened. Yeah. We recognize who's genuine and who is not.
Right. Yeah, some people go in there and they'll say the exact opposite of your opinion, but the way they're stating it, you can tell that they just want to discuss it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or that they just want to state their opinion. Yeah. But then there's other people that are just trying to piss you off and be a dick.
At first, we did get angry. You know what I'm saying? Because at least
we didn't understand.
We didn't understand the culture of YouTube. And for me, it's like, motherfucker, you coming right at it, I'm going to come right back at you.
Right.
It's kind of the culture of the internet, though.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know that, though, coming into it. And now it's just entertaining. Like, when people say, oh, FIFO, you a bitch or whatever, I'd be like, okay,
right,
thank you for the view. And then sometimes I like when they're like, oh, if I'm in Atlanta, I'm gonna come fuck you up. Holler at me when you're here. I'll give you the address. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna do shit.
Like the same dude that went off on us because we didn't review Joe Budden. I'm like, damn, sorry we didn't review your man crush.
Oh, this is
Man Crush Monday. He was hot. And I'm like, dang, dude, sorry we didn't review your man crush Monday. Like, it's, I'm messing with you.
Fuck your nigga, man. I'm on something. Right. Okay. Right.
So what?
Later? Like the one guy that kept threatening, I think I called him out on Twitter or something like that.
No, you called him out in the comments.
Here's the thing. We don't want that type of energy. Right. In the comment section, we want people to engage and talk
the video.
To us or among each other.
Question: do y'all ever delete comments?
Someone accused us of that.
I started.
Oh, you did that. See, no. Look, hold on, time out. But real quick, give me 1 second. I got blamed for this, and I said numerous times I did not delete comments. Swing over to Ken real quick. Who did it? Thank you.
I delete the fuck out of the
comments. No, I feel like it's fine.
Here's the thing, though.
Why?
Well, I'm not. I won't.
Go ahead.
They cross the line. Sometimes they cross.
Well, it's not about that. Wait. But what I have been deleting though, were spam. So if somebody dropped their link and say, so those are the type of things that I'm deleting. So, cause I don't want that
fuck
in there.
Promo.
Fuck your promo. this is not the environment for that. We want people to talk about what we're talking about in the video. So I'm deleting your shit.
Let somebody get some promo.
I know, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Oftentimes, they don't even watch the video. They just drop in, paste the link, and then they're moving on.
That's okay.
So, no, it's not.
How you know that's what they do, kid?
Can it be that.
We got a lot of rappers that follow us, man.
I'm deleting your shit.
No.
If it's just the link,
right?
I can't.
I spit hot fire. Link. I'm deleting your shit. If I see it, I'm deleting your shit.
Ever delete like things that you find are too not personal, but like?
I bet he is.
Not personal
not
per se.
Your
like
comments, though. Your comments would be hilarious.
I've deleted like a couple of comments that just crossed the line.
What line is there to cross though?
Are you deleting
so he's doing it too? So once again, I get blamed for everything. I've never done that.
Because you're C Town.
I've publicly like, said I'm.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I deleted comments that one time on that whatever that video was where we were saying please stop leaving comments.
That's why they think you do it because I think you put it out there.
But then I said after that I've never done it except for that one video. But then they're like, oh, I left this comment saying that you were a bitch, now it's gone. I didn't do that.
Other people can do that. They can mark your comment as spam, and that mm-hmm. shit
will disappear. But it went away. No, it doesn't. Not anymore. So now, go back to you. Mm-hmm. Which ones are you deleting?
Well, it was like two or three of them that I felt like crossed the line. They said something about her that was just mad disrespectful. I don't remember. It was a while ago.
That's what I was asking. Like,
yeah, it was just mad disrespectful. I was like, this is done in hip hop. Like you can talk shit, you can have your opinion, yeah. whatever. I'm cool with that. But they said something about Sophie. I don't remember exactly. Right. It just crossed the line. I saw. Hell no. I can't have a member of Dead in Hip Hop like be put out there like that. It was just not right.
All this shit about me.
I'll fuck C-Town up. Let me see C-Town. I'm gonna catch your fame, man. Ralph Lee, that shit.
Are you offended by that, though?
No.
You said you wouldn't even delete that.
I'm not offended. I am not offended. Yeah, I'm just playing.
Because you know.
I'm not offended by anything.
But that's what I was asking. Like, I feel like certain comments cross the line.
About me or about you?
Not like about any one of us.
So what do you think would be a line crosser?
Yeah.
Like, just something.
Give me an example. Like, just it doesn't be a real one, but just give me an example. Like something that someone would say about Ken. Okay, you can make it about me. I don't care. I'm pretty thick skinned. So what would they say about me that's crossing the line? You can throw it out there. I'm not gonna hold you accountable.
I mean, I can't come up with something off the top of my head. I mean, like something that would be just like something that you felt was really like personal or super super disrespectful.
That's all.
That's every comment about me in the comment section.
Like if somebody passed in your life that meant something to you, and they're like, fuck that
person. That would never get online.
What do you mean?
I would never put that online because I know better.
No, I know you, but I'm talking about somebody. If somebody so put that, I would delete that. Like, I'm not even thinking twice about that. See, that's
what? Because you know, the thing about it is, it's like, yeah, I get you. It's a bullshit, fucked up comment, but I ain't got time to be policing the comment section. If you want to be a dick, go ahead. So you're looking stupid. You're not really hurting anybody. You're
a lot of times, then the fans are coming.
Exactly. Let them handle them.
Yeah.
That's other thing. Real quick, man. We got goons now.
We got goons.
I didn't have that at first.
We didn't.
We got that.
But I got goons now. I got personally like it's four or five Twitter. Dudes. Yeah. That I don't even say shit no more. I just go in the comment section to scroll through. I'm like, yep, it's my man. What the fuck you talking about, man? Fuck that. Nah, Mike is cool. I'm like, I don't even have to argue shit no more. I see Ken got some, B got a bunch of them. You know, FIFO got a bunch of them. We don't have to say anything anymore. These dudes, man, look, we send the goons after.
Yeah,
we put the bat symbol up. I think there's people that watch our show that really just get it. They're just like, oh, these are dudes with opinions. Exactly. That's it. Even if they don't, like, there's people that will say, man, I don't even agree with you. 90% of the shit you say.
But I love
But you're cool with me. Because they don't care.
Yeah, they get it.
We meet dudes, like, in the street that you could tell right now, like, this dude listens to fucking Gucci Mane and Waka. But they'll still walk up and be like, man, I love your show.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Because they get it. But then there's other people that just, they really just don't fucking get it, man.
Well, I'm struggling with that. Not really. But
are you?
Not struggling.
You were never in the comment section. Get out of here.
No, I'm not talking YouTube, though.
Oh, you're talking about Twitter?
I'm talking the internet in general. Like, every site that you, like, because when you put yourself out there, people are going to say things. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, when I first got on YouTube, like, by myself, like, you started to see, like, for every, like, 10 comments, there's that one person that will just shit on your whole life. And you'll just be like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like trying to figure out how to like block that out mentally and like what to respond to and what to not. So I feel like this question was really good in trying to like advise people on how to handle that.
Do you get that on your own channel? Because I have my own channel. It's youtube.com/MikeCTown. But I don't get that on my channel. I'll get one every month. Just one. Everybody else? It's just hella cool. Yeah. Even they'll even say, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I enjoyed the video. I never get these people that we get on Dead End. And I said before, like, rap fans are awful.
Yeah.
Like, fans, like the casual rap fan, not hip-hop heads.
Specifically Twitter, it's different. Because when you have an opinion about something, for example, if you have, like, 5 tweets talking about something, they'll take one out of context and be like, try to like boost it for retweets or something just to show out. And it's just kind of like, really? You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, I don't know. It just depends. It's just interesting to hear you guys talk about it.
The advice that you give, oh boy. Because that's what he's asking for, advice on how to handle it, right?
Yeah.
Just in general, just like.
Only advice I would give is just, don't worry about it, man. Like, after a while, you'll learn to realize who the genuine people are that really just want to have a discussion. Versus the people that no matter what you say, they're gonna leave a negative comment.
And those people, just don't bother, man. Yeah, just don't pay attention. Engage with the ones you really want to be engaged with. Engage with the ones, like, you can tell, like, when they write out a thought out comment about disagreeing with you. Talk to those guys, because me, at the end of the day, even though Rod hates this, you will agree to disagree, but you'll at least have still had that conversation. The rest of these guys, they don't care about agree and disagree. They want you to change your mind because they think they're right. And that shit, it doesn't matter, man.
And they're gonna call names, they're gonna call you names and all that stuff just because you don't agree or you don't like their favorite artist or you don't like, he said he reviewed movies too, right?
Movies are bad.
Yeah. Like, you know, just because you have your own opinion, your own stance on something, and they don't agree, just don't trip. Like Mike said, if someone genuinely wants to have a talk about this, then, you know, chat it up with them. There's nothing wrong with that.
Some of them people are not worth your time at all whatsoever. And like Mike said, based off of your experience, the more you do it, the more you'll learn who to engage and who to be just like, okay, like, either I delete you or I just leave the comment there for everybody to see how dumb you are.
Ken, you got any last
thoughts? Delete
him. He's not
even
here.
You know what? Sometimes have fun. Troll them back. You know?
That's always
entertain
fun.
Yourself. Yeah. Let them, you know, use their own strategy against them. And trust me, you'll enjoy that.
Just agree.
Nah.
I like watching troll
fake agree. Fake agree.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be so mad when you fake agree. Like, because they never expect it.
No.
Go in the comment section to watch him. This shit is fucking hilarious, though.
Funny. I can't. All right. Thank you so much for your question. Yassine? Am I pronouncing that right?
I don't know.
Great. Okay, great. I'm going to just.
I know it's Della. I mean, we recognize them based off of that, what you said.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our email, ask@deadandhiphop.com, and to our Twitter, askdehh.
All these, you still be like looking for like, yo, is it? That's funny.
Bye.
Bye.